Catholic and other faith schools are criticised in some quarters as being divisive and intolerant, but such labels are vigorously rejected by the schools themselves. Mark Philpott is the world president of the Union of Catholic Teachers, and he told us that far from being divisive, Catholic schools are cohesive and teach tolerance and understanding between people of different faiths.
Teachers really do need spiritual support as well as their professional development. And where are they going to get that? There is a great fund of strength in the Catholic Church and in the work of Catholic teachers. We represent 10% of the education system. Now, they're not all Catholic teachers in the Catholic schools, but 10% has a special ethos, a special atmosphere of school, and consequently, we need to give the support to the teachers in order to maintain that and inspire. That's the word, really. Inspire, because inspire gives spirit, and we need to give the Holy Spirit to the children that we teach.
In Catholic schools, there's a lot of talk about having a Catholic ethos. But according to Philpott, a more apt description would be to talk of a Catholic school's distinctive nature.
That's always very difficult, and consequently we've spoken much more over the past 15, 20 years of the distinctive nature. Because an ethos, the way in which and the values with which we live, are very often acceptable to many others as well. But the real nature of the school must be distinctive. It must be inspired by the gospel. And that is a distinctive nature. You can have ethos and ethics of justice, peace, in absolutely any school, and I sincerely hope they are, but we've therefore got to have a distinctive nature to our school. And that's why the word distinctive nature has almost replaced ethos. Because you can walk into a Catholic school, and in fact I have a story at the present time. As it happens, it was the school I used to be at, and a parent came in to an open day recently, and he had given up the practice of the faith, but he was now looking at the schools for his child at age 11, and he said he walked in and it was like coming home. Today we've heard an MP who brought up as a Catholic and went to a Catholic school, and she is convinced that her moral stance has come from that Catholic upbringing. And I could go on about the many characters that there are. Bob Geldof, who many praise for his work on Live Aid, he grew up in a Christian Brothers school. Now, he's denied it, but now he lives it. It sticks.
So how worried is he about the future of Catholic schools in the UK, given the criticisms of faith schools that are made by a number of politicians?
I'm very worried. I'm very worried that the political expediency of one or two groups might hold sway. And I think, and we've heard this evening from the Archbishop, talking of the politics of jealousy. And I think there is an issue of the politics of jealousy coming in. Our schools are successful academically, but let's forget that. They're successful spiritually. They're successful cohesively. Children come out of them with a fond memory of school in many, many instances. And I think some people say, I want a share of that. And they think the only way they can get that share is to destroy it by pulling all of our community into the community school. It may work, but it may destroy everything. Northern Ireland is still a case in point. A lot of people argue for we must have total community schools, that we should have mixed, unsegregated schools. In actual fact, the schools, I believe that the schools don't actually want them in that way, because they are able to work together and communicate together and create the cement of the community itself. Now, I can give you another example, if you like, going back the other way. In 1976, the Catholic bishops of South Africa came out against segregated schools. Now, that took courage in that instance. 10 years later, they were saying, or it was being said, that there would be no more segregated schools within the next 5 years, and indeed it became government policy. And the government policy of desegregated schools has brought the community together. Now, racially desegregated, yes. But that doesn't mean still that what drives the human being, the religious, the emotional, we can look at what makes a human being in a whole variety of ways, an economic being, a social being, etc., historical, living in a geography. But what really sets the human being out is the spiritual.
That was Mark Philpott, World President of the Union of Catholic Teachers.